Yeah, he's not. He's taller than me.
Only you have the hair, which adds a couple inches.
Which, I guess so, yeah.
Six, four?
Oh, so we're the same height.
It's like 6'3¾". I don't know. I just feel like...
כי המצווה הזאת, אשר נותן מצווה בחיים, לא נפלאתי ממך ולא ברשתך. The mitzvah that I'm commanding you today is not so unusual, it's not so strange, it's not so foreign, it's not far away. Continue. Anybody read? בבקשה. Please read.
לא בשמיים מי, למור שמי על עלינו השמיימה, שתיפחר עלינו וישמיין אותה.
It's not in שמיים. It would be in שמיים, you'd have to think of how to get it here. It's not on the other side of the ocean. They know me avalano levayam, ikachlero yashmero zavnasa. Ki karov elecha devamo. Karov elecha devamo. Reficha uvilvacha laasot. Very close to you. Reficha uvilvacha asot. We all read the psukim together. Which mitzvah is it talking about? Ki ha-mitzvah hazot. What mitzvah is it talking about? I'd like you all to look at the psukim, think for a minute, and then tell me what you think. The purpose of the beginning is to show you there's not one answer, there are a number of answers. Any one you say, I'd like to discuss. We'll discuss at least three answers. Whatever you choose, it has to fit in with the rest of the parasha. In other words, you have to look for the mitzvah and explain the next three psukim how it refers to that mitzvah. I have two volunteers so far. I need at least three. Three. Okay, Bakasha.
Talmud Torah.
Mitzvah is referring to Talmud Torah. What makes you think so?
Because the psukim before that said, Kisi Shmel, Kol Hashem, Elokei Ha'li Shmar Mitzvah, Wazav, Shulav, Sefer HaTorah Hazeh.
That's the last words before referring to Sefer Torah. So you think the word mitzvah doesn't mean a mitzvah, it means Talmud Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And how would you explain the parasha? Lo niflaiti mimcha v'lo v'chotayi. It's not removed from you, it's not amazing, it's okay. It's built into you. Lo rechokai, how would you explain that? Come on, guys, help me. I'm sorry?
I think it's hard for you to go to an extent of this godly. Able to understand it.
Okay, so you say it's not incomprehensible. A person can do it. You can't. The Torah has a major problem. A lot of major problems. One is, it's very, very big. A lot to learn. Two, we forget a lot. People have a habit of forgetting. There's a medrash that explains that a person walks into a room with a 40-foot ceiling. He walks in and he looks and sees a pot of gold. Gold hanging 40 feet above him. Tipei shmahu omer, a person who's simpleton, what would he do? He would say, look, that's a beautiful pot of gold. I wish I could do it, but I can't. I give up. Another person walks in and said, if that pot of gold is there, then somebody was there. Somebody put it up. whoever put it up, figure out how to put it there. I just got to figure out how to get it there. So I'll take a ladder. Took a ladder, didn't reach. Took another ladder, didn't reach. Builds a number of ladders until he reaches it. He gets the pot of gold. And of course, this is a mashal. You think the Torah is far removed from you. It's so big. A simple person will give up immediately. A person who's a little bit smart will realize other people have done it. So I just have to figure out how to do it. I go step by step. One step, another step. I take a ladder, go 1 year to yeshiva, 2 years to yeshiva, 20 years. How many years does it take to become a Talmud Chacham? Depends what you call a Talmud Chacham. There was an old rabbi in Toronto, Rabbi Price, a big Talmud Chacham. So one of my friends had a daughter who was a wonderful girl. She was my student, wonderful girl. My friend goes to Rabbi Price and said, "Do you know anybody for my daughter? I'm looking for Shirach." So Rabbi Price said, "What is your daughter looking for? She really needs a Talmud Chacham. She's very smart and she really wants it." So he said, "Really? How old's your daughter?" 20. "Why would you want to marry somebody who's 40 years old?" "I don't know any Talmud Chacham younger than 40. What's a Talmud Chacham? A person who made all those steps and got up the ladder. Another person, another medrash, that a person was given a job. There's a hot water tap, and there's a pipe. And he was told to keep that pipe hot. So he said, "Simple. I'll just open the tap and attach it to the pipe. And then the water will get into the pipe and the pipe will stay hot." But then he realized he had a problem. The pipe had a hole on the other side. So the water went right through. So he said, "What can I do? How am I going to keep this pipe hot?" The smart person said, "What I'll do is I won't turn off the hot water tap. I'll keep it going all the time. So even though the water is going to flow out, but it's always going to be hot because the water is going in all the time." And this medrash refers to a different problem. A person says, "I learn a lot of Torah. It goes in one ear, it goes out the other. What am I going to do? How do you become a Talmid Chacham?" Some people have real goals and aspirations to become Talmid Chacham. The person has a very, very poor memory. You have to work on it very much. But here the Medrash said a different thing. The real goal of learning is to be a Ben Torah. Not everybody will be Gadol. Not everybody will be a Talmid Chacham. When I left yeshiva, one of the rabbis in YU, who was a very smart man, said, "Binyamin, you're going to go teach students. Invest a lot in your students. Spend a lot of time with them. Because let's face it, you're not going to become a Gadol. Maybe your kids will. Maybe your students will." So not everybody's going to be a major Talmid Chacham, but everybody can be a Ben Torah. It's going to go out one ear. It's going to come in one ear and go out the other. Keep it going through. Keep the Torah going through. Lo nifleiti mimcha v'lo rechokai. It's not that hard to be a Ben Torah, and the secret is, if you really work hard and realize the latter, you can become a Talmid Chacham. Lova Shemayim. That one shouldn't be hard for you. What does Lova Shemayim mean? How would you interpret it?
Moshe took it down.
What?
Moshe brought it down from Shemayim.
It was brought from Shemayim. It's in our world. That's what you would say. Okay. The Lo Me'ever Layan would mean? Anybody? You said it's referring to Torah. You have to tell me what it means. Okay. Hold on and open up your Rambam to Perek Gimel. Hilchos Talmud Torah. Jonathan, I don't know what number I love this. Look. Wow, the sign. Perek Gimel. It's Alto Mai or something like that.
Shema Tomara, Halacha Zayin.
Look how the Rambam interpreted this pasuk. Like you said, it's referring to Talmud Torah, but look how the Rambam interpreted it. Shema Tomara. Maybe a person will say,
"Yeah, Ad shek votes mamon achzor ve'ekra. Ad shek na mashe ani tzarich ve'efna me'oskai ve'achzor ve'ekra. Im tale machshava zu alivcha. Eina tazocha la.
Try the next halacha. Sorry.
All right. Okay. Kasuv ba'Torah lo ba'shemayim hi ve'lo ve'me'ivre la'yam.
Kasuv ba'Torah lo ba'shemayim hi ve'lo me'ivre la'yam. Go on.
Lo ba'shemayim hi lo begisei haruach hi.
Yase.
Yase. Sorry. Haruach hi mitzuyah ve'lo b'mahalchei ma'av me'ivre la'yam hi.
Do you understand how the Rambam interpreted lo ba'shemayim hi?
It's not in the gut.
In the clouds and not for business.
Lo ba'shemayim hi means the Torah will not be found with people who are filled with gaiva, people filled with hubris, pride, people who hold themselves in the sky. Torah will not be found by Shemayim. Isn't that different than we? That's, but this is the Rambam's pshat. So your pshat is the Rambam's pshat. Ki ha-mitzvah azos is referring to Talmud Torah. But lova Shemayim, he means Torah will not be found with Bali gaiva. Many years ago, I tested a boy to be accepted to yeshiva in Israel. He was one of the best boys I ever tested. Smart, you could see he really wanted to learn. Really, really good. And I wrote a report. I never decide. It's not up to me to decide to accept it. I just write a report and give it to the people in charge. So I wrote that this boy is wonderful. He's to be one of the biggest stars of the yeshiva, and we should definitely work with him, but please make sure he's not in my shir, because he's chock filled with gaifa, and I can't stand gaifa, so I don't want him in my shir. A few weeks later, I got a phone call from the boy's parents. He's like the valedictorian of his class, and he wasn't accepted to Gush Etzion. And they found out that I was the one who tested him. So they called me up, asked me why I didn't accept him. So I didn't tell them that it wasn't my decision. I told them I'll, you know, check on it with the authorities. So I went to Rav Lichtenstein and I asked him why this boy accepted. I said he's wonderful. Rav Lichtenstein answered to me, if you didn't want him in your share, then I want him in my share. They went back to the boy, and then the boy came pleading and begging to come with the yeshiva. At the end, we accepted him, but it was different. In the beginning, he thought he was going to come because he's going to be the star of the yeshiva. Now he's coming in because we're doing him a big favor. It really was not the trick I planned to do. It was a very good trick, and it really helped a lot. Torah is not found in Bali Gaiva. You're not going to like the next part, because you see, this part you can all handle. I'm going to learn Torah this year. I'm not a Bali Gaiva. Nobody thinks they're a Bali Gaiva, right? So that's okay. Lava Shemaimi. Torah is not found among Bala Gaiva. What's Loma Eivra Yami?
Loba Mahalche Meivra Layami.
What does that mean?
People who travel.
People who like to go to Disneyland. People who like to travel a lot. They want to see different areas in the world. Business people. People who travel a lot. Torah means Asmada. You don't have time to really spend traveling. Lo me'eifel ayam. Isn't that amazing, Pshat? Lo me'eifel ayam. Torah is not found among people who travel a lot, whether it's for business or pleasure. Torah is asmada. One of my rebbes in high school said to me, in college, one of the rebbes said to me that, you know, the trouble with you young guys is you're very, very energetic, and I'm very lazy. So I became a Talmid Chacham. So I said, I don't understand. Being a Talmid Chacham is the opposite of being lazy. He said, no, I'm lazy. So I sit in one place and don't move. So I sit and read the Gemara. You run up and down the basketball court. You're very energetic. You like to go here, you like to go there, you like to do this, you like to do that. So it's better to be lazy. Sit and learn Gemara. That's what the Rambam says, Lo Me'eivel Hayam. Now, let's continue back in Chumash. Ki karov eilecha davar me'od b'ficha v'levavcha la'asoto. How do you explain that? Anybody? Karov eilecha davar mo.
Maybe because, like, when you're in the womb, you're taught the Torah. I mean, right, so it's close to you, you've already
Very good. I want to explain what you said. I'll amplify a little bit what you said. I've done this a lot. It's a little trick, bit of a trick that I do. I'm sorry, what's your name?
Jonah.
Jonah what?
Seeger.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that's right, I remember. When I go, that's right. What did I mean to say? That he knows his name? That he didn't lie? And I said, that's right. What did I mean to say by that? That deep down I knew it. I really forgot it. But once he reminded me, I knew that was his name. Because it was built in to my brain. It's somewhere there, I have to retrieve it. The Medrash that says, it's a Gemara, that says that a person learned the entire Torah before he was born, and he forgot it. What's up with that Gemara? Person learned everything and forgot it. What good does he do? The idea is, the Torah is ingrained in the human personality. It's part of you. You just have to retrieve it. It's much different than learning something you've never heard of before. Kikarov Elecha Devar Mod. Very nice chat. And how do you explain Beficha V'Lavavcha La'asos? How would you explain that now?
Should always be on your mind.
I'm sorry?
Should always be on your mind and talking about it so that like it's always, you're always doing the things that are Torah. Or that are...
I don't know. I'm not going to argue, but I don't know. I think it's a better way of thinking. Beficha means Torah should be learned out loud. Beficha. It has to be learned out loud. The Gemara quotes a pasuk. Chayim heim lemotzo'ayim. Al tikri lemotzo'ayim el lemotzi'ayim. Torah is given to those people that sort of find it. The Gemara says, it doesn't mean you find it, it means people who express it, who utter it. People walk into a Beis Medrash who don't know what a yeshiva is always get amazed how we have such a cacophony of noise in the Beis Medrash. That's Torah, out loud. A person should always learn Torah. Zmirot Yudi Chukecha. Torah's song. And you should sing. Beis Medrash, people sing. They look at Torah as a song. So, Beficha means Torah should be learned Beficha. What's Bilvavcha mean? It's the opposite of Beficha. The answer is one word in English. Starts with an I.
Internalize.
Torah is not just to be learned Beficha. It's not, you should express Torah, but it's not just enough. Bilvavcha. It's got to be internalized. It's got to be in your heart. Kosfeim al luach libecha. And what's the last word, la soto? That's easy.
What?
To learn Torah is very beautiful. It's very good. But learn Torah, amenat la soto. That's a different world. A person learns Torah, amenat shelo la soto. Noach lo shel nifra. That's not good. Better that he didn't learn, better that he hadn't been born. So that's very good. So the first shot we took is very good shot. What's the second shot? Somebody else says, there were three people. Let's hope they have a different shot. What's your shot?
Shuvah.
What makes you think so?
The pasuk before. Ki tashuv el Hashem elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nefshecha.
Okay, could be talking about the mitzvah of tshuvah. Look at the whole parsha before. The whole 10 psukim, 12 psukim. Just look at it very quickly. What do you notice? Just look at it very quickly. I hear somebody. I don't know who it is, but I heard him say something right.
He said Shav a lot of times?
The word, the Shawish of Lashuv, is there tons of times. Tons. I don't remember how many. I think you're going to come up with more than 10. I don't remember how many. But if you look at it, the word Lashuv, Lashuv, Ki Yashuv Hashem, comes up a lot. So that is a hint that we're talking about the mitzvah of Tshuva. So now let's do it. Ki HaMitzvah Zot HaShonim Tzivachayam Lo Nifleiti Mimcha V'lo Rechakei. What would that mean now? Lo Nifleiti Mimcha. How would you explain it?
I don't think you can.
I'm sorry?
Maybe don't think you can't do tshuva because you did so many aver. I know the Rambam like speaks about a scale, and that a big lesson behind that is that you should always, even though your averos may outweigh your mitzvos or vice versa, you should always do every action maybe as if the scales are even, so that you can act the right way appropriately. Because living your whole life thinking that you're a terrible person, also like the Pirkei Avos says, is not the right way to go about living your life.
Maybe. Yeah?
Yeah, or maybe it's like time. Like, you did it like years ago.
Why would that be low neglecting?
Since I meant lower chaka.
I don't know. Anybody else? Low neglecting mimcha. What did I say about Torah?
It's
built in. Tshuva is built into the human personality as well. A person has the Yetzer HaTov built into him, and the inclination of man, we really believe, is to do good. The Yetzer Hara fights the basic inclination of person. But the person basically is a good person. Some of you might know that I'm referring to a Rambam that says if you force somebody to do a mitzvah, then he did it out of his own volition, because deep down he really wants to do it. Lo Niflaytim Mukhan. Rav Kook wrote a little book called Orot HaTshuva. It's a very important sefer. Rav Kook said about his own sefer, Orot HaTshuva, Tzrichim L'mod Ota B'lo Gvul. You should learn this little book unendingly. In the first page of Orot HaTshuva, Rav Kook talks about Tshuva Tiv'it. Tshuva Tiv'it, if you translate into English, it means natural tshuva. For those people that are interested, I would recommend looking up the way Rav Kook explained Tshuva Tiv'it. Lo Niflaytim Mimcha, lo Rechokai. It's not removed from you. Lo Bashamayim. It's not Bashamayim. How would you interpret Lo Bashamayim?
Same way the Rambam interpreted for Torah.
The Rambam interpreted Torah, which is Bali Gaiva. Okay. I'll tell you a different way. Lo Bashamayim, you do not have to go to Eretz Gashayim. You do not have to go to the people that are the heads of the community. You don't have to go to Rabbanim. You don't have to go to Hasidus Shabbos. Many people felt that they have problems, they need to daven, so they go to the Rebbe, and here's the Rebbe to daven for them. A lot of stories, Kalbach stories, about a person doesn't want to daven himself. He said, go to the Rebbe. Lava Shemayim, not necessary. If a person here has Mikros Kedolos, anybody have, you'll find this shot in one of the Mepharshim at the bottom. I'm not sure. Ibn Ezra, Sfarna, one of those Perushim, says Lo Bashamayimi, that you don't have to ask a shayim. You don't have to go to the theme. Anybody have found it? Okay. Lo Bashamayimi. Lo Me'ivel Hayam means you don't have to travel to go ask someone. Let's say there's a Gadol in St. Louis. You don't have to go to St. Louis to ask a shayim. Tshuva is for you, internal. Ki karo ve'lecha davamo. You don't need to ask anybody else. You don't have to do anything. It's all up to you. Now, what is b'ficha b'lbavcha la'asosa? Very good. What's b'ficha b'lbavcha la'asosa? B'ficha means b'peh. You have to say it out loud. Tshuva requires vidui. People that know the Rambam, we might discuss it in Yetz Hashem. B'ficha means you have to say vidui. It's not enough to think tshuva, you have to say it. Why is that true? Why do you have to say it? Why isn't it enough to think it? So you want to be cheap, say, well, because there's a cousin. That's what the Torah meant. But there's a reason for it. What do you think the reason would be?
You have to internalize what you're saying in your mouth. Just because it's not enough.
Why are you thinking not enough?
Because tshuva is a tikkun of the actual actions of the person, of the actual person himself.
So why do you have to speak it?
Because it's also important to express it here.
The real reason might be that a person understands better when he speaks things clearly. Very often, when I was in high school, I remember the rabbi asking people, you understood what I said? Say it over. And very often the students used to say, I understood everything, but I can't say it over. And the rabbis used to say, if you can't say it over, you don't really understand it. When you speak things clearly, you understand it better. very often when you think by yourself, you don't really understand it. You're sort of fooling yourself. One of the benefits of learning the Chavrusa is everything's explained. Everything's said out loud clearly. Otherwise, you could really make a mistake. Beficha, tshuva should be expressed with beficha. Bilvavcha is easy. What's bilvavcha? It's not enough to say vitri. Trick. I say a few words. I even say a lot of words. I'll buy these books that have 5,000 averus that you did. It's so cute to hear little kids say these averus, you know, reading the books. Rabbi Sherlach wrote about this, about his 10-year-old son crying and banging his heart. Shelo ba'alti bilos asuros. Beficha vilvavcha. It's not enough to say the words. You have to understand what you're saying and internalize it. La'asoto means obvious, to do it, to do tshuva. Beficha vilvavcha. We only have a few minutes left, so I won't have time to explain too much. What's the third pshat? I'll give you a hint. Anybody who ever got a letter from Rabbi Lichtenstein will know the answer. Rabbi Lichtenstein signs all his letters Bivichat HaTorah VaMitzvah. When he signs a letter Torah VaMitzvah, which mitzvah do you think he's referring to?
All.
He's obviously not referring to a mitzvah. He's referring to all mitzvahs. The word mitzvah is used as HaTorah VaMitzvah. Who wrote a book called HaTorah VaMitzvah? The Malbim. His parish in Chumash is called HaTorah VaMitzvah. We call it the Malbim, but it's called HaTorah VaMitzvah. The mitzvah could be a generic word for all mitzvahs. And here again, we'll do it again. Ki ha-mitzvah zot Hashem v'tzat chayyom. Torah, tayag mitzvahs, lo niflesim. It's not as difficult as one might think. Lo v'ashamayimi. It's not, you know, up in the skies. It's an all in this world. Torah was given for human beings, not for malachim. The other day I learned a Gemara that's about a person did Bedikas Chametz, and then after he did Bedikas Chametz, he put Chametz in his house. So many Rishonim say, you're not chayav, because the Torah told you to check, I checked. The Torah wasn't given to Malachi. It was given to human beings. And if I did what the Torah required, after that I can't be chayav. That's a long topic to discuss. But the idea is, Lova Shamayim, the Torah was given to human beings. It wasn't given to Malachi. It was given to us as human beings. Kadosh Baruch Hu understands. Lo Me'eva LaYami, the Torah is not transatlantic. I could go into a Zionist speech about it, but this pshat is one of the harder pirushim for me to understand. Lo me'eifer layam. But I said it's late, so let me just finish. Ki karov elecha davar me'od b'ficha davcha la'asot. What would that mean? This is the simplest of them all. What does it mean? The Torah is very close to you. The Torah means mitzvahs. B'fichol v'lavcha la'asoto means mitzvahs are divided into three categories. One, two, and
three.
B'fichol v'lavcha la'asoto. What's b'ficha? They're mitzvahs that you do with your mouth. For example, Kriyashma. Talmud Torah, we said, is better to say it out loud. If a person doesn't say it out loud, it just thinks, for sure he's Mekayim Talmud Torah. Kriya Shema, you have to say out loud. Beficha, some mitzvahs have to be said beficha. Bilvavcha means some mitzvahs have to be done in your heart. Nothing else, but in your heart. For example, what mitzvah do you have to do in your heart? What? Abbas Hashem. Belief in Hashem. All mitzvahs of emunah are mitzvahs of bilvavcha. And what is lasot, Tommy? There are other types of mitzvahs that you have to do an action, like tefillin, tzitzis, you have to do something. So the Torah is divided into three areas. So what was the purpose of this discussion today? All we did is learn Parshat Chumash, I think we learned it pretty well. We saw three different perushim of the word mitzvah. If you look carefully in the Mefarshim, across those, you'll find two of these perushim. The other perushim, the one that you said, we found in the Rambam. I did not find it in Mefarshei HaChumash, I found it in the Rambam. The topic of the shiur is an introduction to the mitzvah of tshuva. Is there a mitzvah of tshuva in the Torah? That's the real topic. But I hope, Mi'at Hashem, to be able to continue. According to the Rambam, this psukim have nothing to do with tshuva. According to the Perush that talks about the entire Torah, I don't know if tshuva is a mitzvah. According to one Perush, this is the mitzvah of tshuva. This is the source of a mitzvah saseh called tshuva. And Mi'at Hashem will continue with this next week.